With confidence in God's grace and mercy, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. Holy God, you call us to work for peace and justice in your vineyard. Refresh the church with your life, that we may bear fruit through work and service. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Thank you for the abundant harvest of the earth. Thank you for the beauty of fall. Bless and care for those whose hands bring the fruits of the earth to the tables of all who hunger. May we be inspired by your servants who care deeply for your creation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Curb the impulses of greed and pride that lead us to take advantage of others. Grant that world leaders seek the fruits of the kingdom for the good and welfare of all people. We remember Joyce Eshequan and the many other Indigenous peoples who continue to face racial discrimination in Canada. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Sustain all who suffer with the promise of new life. Assured of your presence, heal our pain and suffering, and equip us to embrace all bodies aching for wholeness of mind, body, and soul. We call to mind those who are struggling today. Eddie, Elaine, Susie, Ruth, Marianne, Danelda, Lynette, Barb, Sarah, Carol, Janet, and those we name in the stillness of our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Thank you for the saints who teach us to live faithfully in your vineyard. May our chorus join theirs until our labor is complete. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Listen as we call on you, O God, and enfold your loving arms all for whom we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always, and also with you. Please share a sign of God's peace with those around you, or if you are alone, make a phone call today, or email somebody today, or when you're out on a walk, stop and visit with somebody from a safe distance, of course. Let us pray. O God of justice and love, we give thanks to you that you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need, awaken us to the needs of others, and at the end, bring all the world to your feast, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever. Amen. Even though we are separate, we are together and gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. So let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our blessing. Mothering God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you and lead you into the way of truth and life. Go in peace. Remember the poor. Stand for those who cannot stand alone. And be the voice of those who have no voice. Thanks be to God. Amen. Our final hymn today is The Church of Christ in Every Age, and it is from the ELW number 729. May peace be with you this week.